The UWS News at 10:30 with Andrew Wynn. The Governor of the Bank of England, Sir Mervyn King, has proposed a radical shake-up of the Royal Bank of Scotland, which is mostly owned by the taxpayer. He says in its current form, the bank is holding back the economy and should be split up. He was giving evidence at the Parliamentary Commission on Banking Standards. Two men accused of killing the missing financial adviser, Linda Spence, have had their pleas of not guilty to murder accepted at the High Court in Glasgow. David Parker and Paul Smith have pled guilty to reduced charges of assault to severe injury of Miss Spence and guilty to conspiring to defeat ends of justice by cleaning up the flat in West Kilbride where the Crown alleged Miss Spence was tortured and murdered. Philip Wade and Colin Coates remain charged with the abduction, torture and murder of Linda Spence in April 2011. Britain is to start providing armoured vehicles and body armour to opposition forces in Syria. An EU arms embargo was altered last week, and the Foreign Secretary William Hague told the Commons that increasing assistance to the rebel forces was an appropriate response to a catastrophic situation. Scotland's motor trade is predicting a buoyant year after figures showed the number of new cars sold in the country last month rose significantly. A total of 5,064 new cars were registered in February, an increase of 14.4% to the same period in 2012. The pandas at Edinburgh Zoo are being prepared for this year's breeding season by swapping their enclosures. The giant bears are marking each other's spaces with their own scent, and it's likely they'll attempt to mate in the next few weeks. UWS News, I'll be back with more in an hour.